Orts. Orts.
Last year's.
Fjor orts. Fjor orts.
Spring.
Vår. Vår.
Summer.
Summer. Summer.
Autumn.
Höst. Höst.
Winter.
Winter. Winter.
How is the weather? Grandma's dying of cancer now. The cattle all have Bruce's.
Brucellosis.
We'll get through somehow. Speakers up full blast, play it all night long. Going down to the T-Drop here, see if I can break enough. There ain't much to country living. Sweat, piss, tears and blood.
Sweet home Alabama, play that Kip Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast, put it all night long. Sweet home Alabama, play that Kip Band song. Turn those speakers up full blast, play it all night long.
Thank you.
was just like Jesse James. She really worked me over. She was a credit to her gender. She put me through some changes, Lord, sort of like a blurring blender. Thank you. Down in Yokohama, she picked me up and she threw me down. I said, please don't hurt me, mama. Good evening. Thanks for coming. You know Stephen Drake? Doug Elliott? Craig Northey? And this is Mr. Paul Brennan. We call him the Jim Keltner of the Yukon. It's nice to be here tonight. Who am I? I'm Harry Dean Stanton. Who do you think I am? Look the hell out of here. What can I say tonight? It's the best of times and it's the worst of times. It's the next to the last night of our great 2.5 month transcontinental existential odyssey. And I've had a great time with these guys. I've had a great time. I intend to have an exceptionally exciting time tonight. Even given the fact that I have an immense gift for amusing myself, I think maybe we'll all have a good time tonight. And may I submit that I released a new album not too long ago. I wrote the title track with my old friend Jorge Calderon, and it's kind of a record-length composition for me. It's about 8 verses long, more or less. Most nights I can get through it all without vomiting and fainting. Provided I can get a certain kind of spiritual kind of support from the audience. I'm talking about kind of a polka support group. Now we asked for this in Milwaukee and we got it. But I'm talking about a polka state of mind. All right?
Is that any relation to like a New York state of mind?
Well, it's like a New York state of mind with lederhosen and a bad attitude, a worse attitude. No foxtrot, just polka. Polka.
Clean polka.
No foxtrot, just polka. Polka.
Clean polka.
I started as an altar boy, working at the church, learning all my holy moves and doing some research, which led me to a cash box, Save the Children's Fund. I left the change and tucked the bills inside my cummerbund. I got a part-time job in my father's carpet store, playing tactless living and housewives by the score. And took it to Spokane and auctioned off every last log I had to bear. I'm very well acquainted with the 7 deadly sins. I keep a busy schedule, trying to fit them in. I'm proud to be a glutton, and I don't have time for a sloth. I'm greedy and I'm angry, and I don't care who I cross. I'm on the land of the midnight sun, with a Thompson gun for hire and fighting to be done. The deal was made in Denmark on a dark and stormy day, so they set out for Biafra to join the bloody fray. For 66 and 7, they fought the Congo War with their fingers on the trigger, knee-deep in gore. The days and nights they battled the band to their knees. They came to earn a living and to help out the Congolese. Poland, the Thompson gun. Poland, the Thompson gun. His comrades fought beside him, Van Owen and the rest. But of all the Thompson gunners, Roland was the best. So the CIA decided they wanted Roland dead. That son of a bitch, Van Owen, threw off Roland's head. Roland, the headless Thompson gunner. The muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. And the muzzle flash of Roland's Thompson gun. Roland searched the continent for the man who'd done him in. Finding it in Seattle, in a bar room drinking gin. Roland earned his Thompson gun. He couldn't say a word, and blew Van Owen's body through to Johannesburg. Roland the headless Thompson gun.
Like I said, it's been a great pleasure. being out on the road and playing with these guys. I believe they're a very, very fine band. The odds. The odds are all from Vancouver, you know. Just over that all-important border, huh? But I'll tell you, I've spent so much time with these Canadian fellas, I think I've turned into Brian Adams myself.
Look into my eyes.
Yeah, that guy.
Yeah. To see.
Word up.
Maybe I should have said Leonard Cohen, huh?
Drugs that keep you thin.
years old.
Somebody, it's hard to keep.
Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see his fight and bottles of coal. From Youngstown, Ohio, rain, boom, boom, and see a lightweight contender, like father, like son. He fought for the title with three awesome Vegas, and he put him away. Number one, hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see he's fighting Bobby Chacon. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see he's fighting Bobby Chacon. Don't mean a thing. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see he's fighting Bobby Chacon. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see he's fighting Bobby Chacon. Should have stopped the fight and told me it was him. Hypocrite judgment after the fact, but the name of the game is me hit at him back. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Boom, boom, and see he's fighting Bobby Chacon. Hurry home early, hurry on home. Oh, man, see.
fall. All that distortion slipped me into a kind of parallel, kind of like a pop music world. Play some kind of like a pop, something cheerful. But give us a count. Give us a count. Something kind of up, kind of light, kind of pop. But give us a count. Just count it off, whatever it is.
All over his chest, excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy. Took it to 4 a.m. to show at the park. Excitable boy, they all said. And he picked the usher, it's big in the dark. Excitable boy, they all said. Well, he's just an excitable boy.
Paul, do you notice the way I slipped several of the principal themes from Cats into that instrumental section in the end?
I like the Errol Garner bit, too.
You idiots brought some Prozac over there. The guy's all over the top now. You gotta stop yelling that stuff at him. And you gotta ease back on some of these spotlights. I'm beginning to feel like Miss Washington State, you know, and not one of the runners up. Which light is it that you're like? Which light? There's no light there. I try to make everybody happy.
Well, I can't see the keyboard now. See, once you start complaining, there's a lesson in life here. But I'm certainly not going to learn it.
Thank you.
No, I think we'll make one of those teeth-gnashingly abrupt stylistic transitions again that endear me to you. Yes, now I think we'll venture fearlessly forth into a different kind of realm. Now we're gonna play a little. What do they call this? Adult, easy fucking listening is what I call it. I know you'll all be delighted to hear, if you haven't already, that I have a couple of songs now in a big, tasteful, serious hit Hollywood movie. We all hope this particular song, which is actually my new single, believe it or not, we all hope it's going to be a shot in the arm for me, to use an unfortunate metaphor, but it's kind of departure, it's kind of nice, it's kind of, we like to think of it as the love theme from Grand Canyon.
Darkness in the morning, shadows on the lake, certain individuals aren't sticking to the plan, and I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone. They say love conquers all. It started like a car, can't stop it with a gun. Leaving it in the evening, traveling at night, staying inconspicuous, staying out of sight. And I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone. They say love conquers all. Can't start it like a car, can't stop it with a gun. They tell me love requires a standing in line. I've been waiting for your lover for a long, long time. I've been pacing the floor, I've been watching the door. Track you down. Certain individuals have finally come around, and I'm searching for a heart, searching everyone. They say love conquers all. Can't start it like a car, can't stop it with a gun. They tell me love requires a little standing in line. I've been waiting for your lover for a long, long time. I've been pacing the floor, I've been watching the door. Meanwhile, I keep searching for her. Searching everyone. They say love conquers all. Can't start it like a car, can't stop it with a gun. Searching for a heart, searching for a heart. Thank you.
Excuse me. Now, is this the new subdued adult contemporary kind of response I'm to expect from now on? Is that the deal? This is what I should get accustomed to, huh? Hey, listen, realize if this song should actually be successful, then it'll enable me to be, you know, financially secure enough to go back for a few months and write those songs about sex, terrorism, and voodoo. You see? Think of it as sort of like Dr. Hunter S. Thompson writing a few episodes of Knots Landing, okay?
Just to make some bucks.
But there's more to it than that, you know. I'm a well-rounded, many-faceted Kevin Kline kind of guy myself, you know. I like to express my tender kind of feelings, my sensitive side. Sure I do. And I like singing this crap, too. I do, you know. I think it opens up like new worlds for me, you know. I can imagine, like, today VH1, tomorrow cardigan sweaters and Christmas specials, you know. Sometimes I think about it late at night. I'll be thinking, you know, maybe I'm going beyond Henley, going beyond the guy with one name, you know. I'm thinking about Dean now, you know. I'm thinking Dean. There's a guy who occupies a place in our culture, you know, a real niche in civilization. You see what I'm saying? Word.
Actor.
You with me here?
Actor, singer, father.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world starts to shine like you had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing. Vita-bella. Of Seattle in the rain. He was looking for the place called Beho Fuss. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. I knew werewolves of London. I knew werewolves of London. Of London. Werewolves of London. Bite down, Craig Drumblood. Stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. Still looking for James Taylor.
goes something like this. The Queen, and they were doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, and they were doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada and Trader Vic, and his hair was.
Help me thank Craig Northey, Paul Brennan, Doug Elliott, Stephen Drake. This is the mighty Mr. Roger Bell. And Byron Lonneberg, our sound man, and our bus driver, Smitty, and tour manager, the indomitable Stuart Ross. This is for an absent friend.
Before the wind, I saw younger than the sun, and together both as one, we will sail into the mystic. Hark now, hear the sailors cry. Feel the sky. Just let your soul and spirit fly into the mystic. When that foghorn blows, I'll be coming home. Thank you.
Everybody's restless, and they got no place to go. And someone's always trying to tell something they already know. So their anger and resentment flow. Don't it make you wonder? Mohammed's radio. I heard somebody say, sweet and soulful, on the radio, Mohammed's radio. Oh, Bill Clinton had his problems too. Like to take them out on you. In walks the village idiot, and his face is all aglow, 'cause he's been up all night listening to Mohammed's radio. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long, Mohammed's radio. So on the radio, Mohammed's radio. Everybody's desperate, trying to make ends meet. They work all day and still can't pay the price of gasoline and heat. Alas, their lives are incomplete. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long, Mohammed's radio? Radio, Mohammed's radio. You've been up all night listening for his drum, hoping that the righteous might just come. But I heard the general whispering to his aide-de-camp, watchful for Mohammed's lamp. Don't it make you wanna rock and roll all night long, Mohammed's radio?
Thanks, everybody.
Good night. Take care of yourselves.
Have a great year.